WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, it's your girl Taylor Reed, and welcome back to Mind Training. Today we're diving into something that might feel counterintuitive in our always-on world. The power of solitude. Ever feel like you're constantly plugged in, running from one thing to the next? You know, that feeling when there's a constant hum of notifications, emails popping up, and social media vying for your attention. Yeah, me too. It can be exhausting. But what if I told you that stepping away from the noise even for just a few minutes can actually make you more productive, focused, and happier? Today, we're exploring how embracing solitude can become a superpower in this crazy, busy life we're all living. Now, before you picture me meditating on top of a mountain wearing saffron robes, let me clarify. Solitude doesn't have to be about drastic measures or locking yourself away in a cave though, hey, if that works for you, go for it. It's more about carving out intentional pockets of quiet time in your day. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you understand and harness the power of solitude. Firstly, solitude is not about loneliness. Loneliness is the absence of connection, while solitude is a conscious choice to be alone, often for self-reflection and growth. Think of it like this. A solo hike can be incredibly peaceful and rejuvenating, right? That's because you're choosing to spend time with yourself, observing your surroundings, and processing your thoughts. Solitude isn't about avoiding people, it's about giving yourself space to recharge and connect with your inner self. Secondly, solitude is a superpower for creativity. Ever notice how your best ideas seem to pop up when you're not actively trying? That's because our minds need time to wander and make those unexpected connections. When we constantly bombard ourselves with external stimuli, it's harder for our creative juices to flow. So, whether it's journaling, taking a walk in nature, or simply sitting in silence, give yourself the gift of quiet time to let your creativity blossom. Thirdly, solitude helps us gain clarity and perspective. In the whirlwind of daily life, it's easy to get caught up in the chaos and lose sight of what truly matters. Taking time for solitude allows us to step back, assess our priorities, and make decisions with a clearer head. It's like hitting the reset button on your mind, allowing you to see things from a new angle and navigate challenges with more wisdom. Fourthly, solitude strengthens our emotional intelligence. When we are alone with our thoughts, we have the opportunity to explore our feelings without judgment. This self-awareness allows us to better understand our own emotions, manage stress, and build healthy relationships. Think of it like a mental gym workout. The more you practice being present with yourself, the stronger your emotional muscles become. And lastly, solitude is an act of self-care. In a world that constantly demands our attention, making time for ourselves is not selfish, it's essential. It's about nourishing our minds, bodies, and souls so we can show up as our best selves in all areas of life. Just like you wouldn't neglect your physical health, make solitude a priority in your daily routine. Your mind will thank you for it. Now, let me paint a picture. Imagine you're facing a big deadline at work, and your to-do list feels longer than your arm. You're feeling overwhelmed, stressed, and like you're drowning in tasks. This is where solitude can be your secret weapon. Instead of pushing through the exhaustion and burning yourself out, take a 15-minute break. Step away from your desk, go for a short walk outside, breathe deeply, and just be present in the moment. Even a few minutes of quiet reflection can help you clear your head, gain perspective on the situation, and come back to your work with renewed focus and energy. You might even find that those tricky problems seem less daunting after a little time spent in solitude. So remember these key takeaways. Solitude isn't about isolation, it's about intentional connection with yourself. It fuels creativity, brings clarity, strengthens emotional intelligence, and is ultimately an act of self-care. Ready to make solitude your superpower? Start small, even 5 minutes a day can make a difference. Find what works for you. A quiet walk in nature, journaling, reading, or simply sitting in silence. Embrace the power of being alone with yourself and watch how it transforms your life. Until next time, keep training your mind, keep growing, and never underestimate the power of a little solitude.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.